This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Told you world government was coming. Told you the lockdowns were coming. Told you forced inoculations were coming. Told you putting boys and girls' bathrooms were coming to get rid of every norm. It's the takedown of civilization. But I believed in you, and I believed that God working through you, you would stand up against this. And you are going to stand up. You have been standing up. And we've had such big gains against the globalists. They pushed back Trump. They stole the election. Trump was an imperfect vessel. We all are. We've had some incredible successes together, thanks to God. We've got Steve Quayle coming up for the hour, and then I'm going to pepper in your calls for all you that are holding patiently. On these subjects, but please try to address your point or question since you're holding over. I appreciate you doing that to Steve Quayle. Separately, though, let me just spend a minute or two on this because this is really, really important. Bill Gates, along with Jeff Bezos and others, have been buying up all the farmland. So is Ted Turner. But Bill Gates is now the biggest landowner in the United States. While he told people last year, don't invest in farmland. Now, why is he now the biggest owner? Because he understands that all that really matters in the future is controlling real estate, particularly food production. You can just type it in, guys. Bill Gates now largest landowner, farmland owner in the United States. That's the headline I'm looking for. I'll cover it later. We'll just do it later. It's no problem. But it's just something people need to think about, and the types of things they're doing and what they're setting up and what they're developing. Yeah, we'll cover it later. Just print me a lot of those. We'll do it later. The specific ones I wanted, and I guess I wasn't specific enough. Headline was largest farmland owner in the United States. The headline I wanted. You found it. It's that one. Thanks. No big deal. What I do is I get too busy or too exhausted after the show to cut ads. I was going to cut an ad live on there. I do that. I was going to post horrible food and then show you those articles. Have it all contained. Not a big deal. It's part of being live on air and then directing the show while I do it. It's very frustrating because they just have to magically know what I want, I guess, and get it. And I kind of rant out orders during the break, and then that ends up to have a problem. They are trying to shut us down, and I suggest you go to preparewithalex.com. It takes you right to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com, where we have really high-quality, storable food that lasts 25 years. It's insurance you can eat with all the inflation that's coming and where the globalists are investing and the things you see them doing. I think it's a very smart move. I mean, if you gave us a straight-up donation, that would fund freedom and fund the fight and fund the warning system against the globalists. But this way, you actually get high-quality, storable food at the same time at preparewithalex.com. Or 888-253-3139. And I just want to be clear about this with everybody. I just want to be absolutely crystal clear. As the globalists unfold their system, as their takeover operation accelerates, it's going to become more unpopular no matter what they do. That's why they're saying we want to arrest you if you support freedom or a Christian now. That's to get all the churches totally scared, saying whatever they're told. I mean, it's the giving in that makes it worse. And so as bad as a lot of this news sounds, as bad as all this information can be, as frustrating as it is, remember it's part of a human process we go through. And that's what's happening. All right, back in 60 seconds with Steve Quayle on his view on the world and Biden and what's unfolding and what we're about to see. He was on last week, knocked it out of the park. I interrupted a lot. That pissed off listeners. It irritated me when I rewatched the show. He just gets me excited, and I'm packing up what he's saying, but I'm going to try to actually let him talk and let you talk coming up in the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And remember, it's a revolutionary act to tell the truth in tyranny. As George Orwell said, in the world of universality. Tell the Truth Revolutionary Acts. So spread the links of the live show right now. The Steve Quayle, the Anti-Q's coming on.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Steve Quayle really shouldn't need any introduction. He is our guest. He's one of the original founders of the PrEP movement. Has been a talk radio host for 30 years or more. He was the lone voice 20 years ago. This is an old bio. 30 years ago, saying the Chinese and Russians would ultimately back their currency with gold. He is the author of over 10 books, the most recent, Xenogenesis, Turning Men into Monsters, and wrote Breathe No Evil 15 years ago. An understanding of bioweapons before anyone thought it was a problem. And it just goes on from there. He's produced a lot of big national TV shows, investigated major archaeological sites. It goes on and on and on. Steve Quayle is on record as stating that we have moved from the realm of natural threats into the arena of supernatural, guided events of the unseen hand of evil, orchestrating world events of unfathomable proportions. SteveQuayle.com, Gen6Giants.com. And he joins us to talk about current events in a deep dive perspective, in a larger context, not a 35,000 foot view, not a point blank view, but actually a subatomic view of the guts of this chaos system that Lucifer is launching, and Biden and what he's done out of the gates. And you said last week it'll be a purge of Christians and gun owners and nationalists. And now the former director of the CIA has said, Brennan, that we need to, quote, root out the Christians and even the libertarians. He said, there is no place for you. We are going to get you. So a huge over-the-top declaration of total tyranny. Just incredible. We got the secret document 9 years ago that Obama was planning re-education camps. Army manual confirmed to be real. People couldn't believe it. Now it's on every channel. Steve Quayle, God bless, and lay it out for us.
Well, Alex, I think one of the things that's really in everyone's face right now is the fact that the warnings that a lot of people, I think, didn't really take seriously, that 100 million people are destined for destruction, if you're a Christian, if you're a gun owner, constitutionalist, lining up, linking up with the infamous Deagle Report. But what's really critical, I think, is the people that have got to understand the Luciferians, the global elite, those who call Lucifer Lord Lucifer, are in the victory mode. They're already taking victory laps. I just sent Daria for you. Something came into me today, minutes ago, before coming on with you, Alex, about Biden signing an executive order. I haven't had time to check it out, but reinstituting guillotines for capital punishment. Now, one of the things that when you and I both started, you know, roughly about the same time, I think I was on a little longer than you, but you've obviously gone way more energy, but way in every dimension that I believe God has had your direction pointed to. One of the things is that the guillotines is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, because it's a direct fulfillment of the Word of God. It is also the preferred choice of Luciferian Satanists to take out their enemies. Alex, I was given by someone with a clearance beyond what most people even know, how many guillotines are placed in different places around the country, in FEMA camps, the military bases, 256,000. That's a lot of guillotines. Additionally, the crematoriums that go along with them, they're planning on incarcerating and killing a lot of people. Now, a lot of people, that's fear porn, blah, blah, blah. I'll see, they say, I'll believe it when they, what, they'll believe it when they see it. I tell them, if you're looking up at the blade, your days of making a decision are probably over, your minutes for making a decision. So the supernatural evil is what people have got to understand. The Bible made it clear. These are the end days. We are watching human life being segregated and denigrated. By the way, two famous statements. I know you covered this in past shows years ago, but even national security advisors said by consent or by conquest, you will be going into the New World Order. UN religious leader, I think Spangler, made this statement almost 20 years ago. No one will enter into the New World Order without a Luciferic initiation, pledging their allegiance to Lucifer. I want to make everyone understand this, that everything in Hollywood, H-E-L-L-Y-W-O-O-D, has been preparing us for the ultimate deception, the ultimate slaughter. And again, men are being promised you'll have eternal life apart from God. You'll add machine parts to you, and you have the dancing robots on. That's not the least of our worries. The worries are this, Alex, is that the human race is being, I would say this, placed into planned extinction, and human beings that should know better are going along for the power and prestige. Transhumanism, singularity, all of the super soldier programs, humans are being targeted for extinction. And the vaccine is a absolute weapon of totalitarian destruction, and we are human guinea pigs. And even the elements that are composed in some of the vaccines are literally off-world and otherworldly. Imagine the worst-case Andromeda strain being stuck into you, along with the blood of little babies, 100 million little children aborted. And then people even in mainstream Christian churches saying, well, we didn't kill the babies, so it's no problem. The life is in the blood.
That's right. They know it's a giant ritual, just like telling Hollywood, like in The Golden Child, where the demon working for Satan wants the golden child to eat the blood of a dead baby they've hidden in the porridge and the oatmeal, that when he does that, it removes God's protection. That's all archetypes. But you mentioned this. I'm getting overwhelmed with calls of people that work here who have family that work in nursing homes where they give all the old people shots, and every time some start dying, all the rest get super sick. I mean, we're seeing mass eugenics on an open scale here.
Well, I think it's beyond even eugenics. It's the extinction of the human race, and it's humans believing that they're going to be given a godlike quality and a godlike rule and reign. Look, we're seeing the billionaires, obviously, they're headed off planet. You take the top three guys, you know, or three of the top four guys, whether it's Elon Musk, whether it's Richard Branson, whether it's Jeff Bezos, or whoever. And
they're all in a race to get off the planet. Why?
Right. Well, because they know the biblical prophecy of what happens to this planet. Can I share a neat thing about Mars? Mars, and it came out of the Nazis. It came through Dr. Wernher von Braun. Dr. Wernher von Braun wrote a book, a fictional book, called The Mars Project. Most people don't understand. He was Nazi SS. He was also the first head of NASA, and probably did the most profound writing about the future that a lot of people don't even talk about. He wrote the book, The Mars Project, and it would be different than any government on Earth. And the name of the control over the Mars whole community colony, the recolonization of Mars, guess what? It was called the Elon, E-L-O-N. And in those days, obviously, Wernher von Braun didn't know about the Tesla car. But what's interesting is that we're watching the occultists. And I wrote a book, you guys carried it, called Empire Beneath the Ice. And I showed how the Nazi advanced technology was directly related to the supernatural spiritual world. Even Dr. Hermann Oberth, O-B-E-R-T-H, and von Braun made the statement, it wasn't that we Nazis were any more smarter than the people in the West, the Allies. It's just we had help from the other side. And so the entire world now is seeing what I would call the final Reich. And there are people that have written books on that. You've interviewed some of them. But the bottom line is we are in my opinion, we're in the fourth and final Reich. Hitler's grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they never disappeared. And so the occult tie, the occult basis of all of advanced technology, and if you will, the super race, just if you know what the Übermensch was, the Superman, Nietzsche, the super race now are going to be genetically altered and mechanically and roboticized human beings.
And we're going to break, but Klaus Schwab said just last month in a big speech to globalists, and we played it a few days ago, we played clips, he said it in English, he's German, he's probably, he goes, in the fourth industrial, it will not be the environment we change, it will be you, genetically, reprogramming your entire body. You're going to merge you with it. I mean, they're just coming and making us do it. And once they set the precedent with this COVID-19, well, what's coming after that? Steve Quayle is our guest. We'll talk about, now that's him. We're not joking, folks. That is this cult of crazy people that believe they're about to be God, and they're mass testing things on us. The word is there's thousands of different things they're testing. It's not just a vaccine. It's a bunch of different tests they're doing on us to see what happens.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are back with Steve Quayle. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And normally I've got hundreds of articles that I do, and I don't go over one more than once, but look at this. Even libertarians, John Brennan, issues a list of ideologies that U.S. intel, the military, must root out and arrest. I mean, this is total declaration of war. There should be congressional hearings. He should be the one getting arrested. Former director of the CIA ran the whole black op against the president. Meanwhile, leftists call for secret police to go after Trump supporters. It just goes on and on. Tucker Carlson says Democratic Party planning a war on half of America. Then they're going to get the other half after that. This is so incredible. And then we've got Joe Biden at the Lincoln Memorial hours after he signed his executive order saying you'll be arrested if you're not wearing a mask on federal property, period, with his whole family and Democrats all doing photo ops. Look at that. There's all the videos of it. Again, they fly to Caribbean islands, they don't wear masks, they don't social distance, because it's all a joke on you. They admit, Klaus Schwab admits, it's about power, it's about control, it's about saying you're dirty, it's about teaching you that you're a bad person. Send this article to everyone you know and fight back and stop complying. Okay, back to Steve Quayle. The shorter segment, longer segment coming up. Steve, you're giving a big picture, that's excellent. Your view, though, you already predicted what Biden would do. You said he'll announce a purge of Christians. He actually did it. I mean, I knew they'd do it coming up, but my gosh, they're out of the gates like a mad bull.
I think it was important that Kamala Harris and others are on record saying within the first 100 days. I think it's really critical, Alex, that people take a sobriety test in the lateness of the hour. It doesn't get better. There's nobody coming to their rescue except the living God. When you've got people that are used to killing babies and eating babies and trafficking in children all over the world and doing some of the most horrible things that I won't even speak about, yet when you have all this going on, if they'll do it to them, the little one's innocence, what are they going to do to you? You got to understand, you even made the statement, and I know you understand, that's rhetorical, but you made the statement there would be a ritual slaughter or there would be bloodshed, a satanic sacrifice. And that even took place when the Capitol was supposedly breached. And ladies and gentlemen, look at how the media changes all reality. They're the ones that are nothing more than the Houdinis from hell, with all due respect to Houdini. The bottom line is that they're coming. They're telling you they're coming. They're the same intelligence, the same law enforcement agencies that would do nothing about treason, treachery, murder, gun running, child trafficking, every form of perversion known in hell, now on earth, they wouldn't do anything because guess why? They're listening to their leader, Lucifer. And by the way, Alex, these people pledged all their entire lives to their Lord, Lucifer. And they're bedazzled by the shining one. And so all
by the way, Mark Dice was about to be given a national TV show, and they asked him to pledge himself to Lucifer. And I've been out in Hollywood, and they point-blank told me that's who they worship, and I wouldn't be part of it.
Yep. And again, the thing that's critical is I'm going to be talking about, you know, the entire history of Antarctica. I'm going to be on Coast to Coast tonight, and that's a plug, because I'm going to talk about the entire Luciferian stronghold beneath the ice. You know, I wrote a book called Empire Beneath the Ice, well-researched, other documented guys have done it too, but what's important is this. All the eyes of the world are on Antarctica, but what's happening in Antarctica with 30,000 earthquakes in one day, 91 volcanoes now coming active, if all the Antarctic ice were to melt within 1 week, you'd see 270 feet of sea rise. A lot of coastal cities would be, but there's a reason why. We've always heard of it, you know, statements like Atlantis rising and everything. But there is a reason why and people don't understand this. How big is Antarctica? It's as big as North America and Mexico combined, but the land mass. And there's so much going on under the ice, so much going on that even the historical submarine records talked about how the Nazis were able to navigate into some of the most giant caverns. And it's the stuff science fiction movies are made out of, but there's a lot of stuff.
By the way, I read about this years ago and didn't believe it, so I looked up mainline histories. And by the end of World War II, the UN, the countries all have an agreement. No one's even allowed to go into most of it. It's all locked down. No one circumnavigates it. And it's all super. And there is lots of stuff going on there. And satellites, when they do get shots, show that there's a lot of areas warmer than it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. And so, you know, someone said, well, that won't ever happen. It won't melt all at once. I posted an article last week that the scientists are saying if those volcanoes go, and here's the interesting thing. The magma pool under the Antarctic continent is the biggest in the world. So imagine this. Imagine in the 1500s, a Peary Reese map showed Antarctica all free of ice, okay? Well, people can argue and whatever, for whatever reason, they argue over everything. But the Nazis in the, if you will, what's called New Schwabenland, the empire beneath the ice, still control the world. And, you know, the technology transfer between, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to use the word, but the aliens and the devils and the demons have seduced so much of mankind that now they're getting ready for the annunciation of Lucifer, which the Bible calls the Antichrist. And people can, they can say, well, I don't believe that at all. You better consider this. Why are all the biblical events now coming into play? Why are they talking about cutting everybody's heads off? Which, by the way,
why are they now saying that the Pentagon and others are going to be classifying in 9 months all the UFO stuff?
Well, they're saying because, and this is important, this is the disclosure of the Prometheus factor, or panspermia, meaning that the aliens created us. I did send Daria, I don't know if she ever showed it to you, Alex, the Catholic Church by Cosmolagno. Yeah, it was their whole, if you will, getting the world ready to for the alien arrival, okay? And they'll move from space brothers to our creators. And again, this is why Hollywood has been so, how should I say this, out in front of all the different science fiction movies. For instance, again, Invaders from Mars, 1953. First time they ever showed an implant into the back of a skull, an alien implant, and the invaders were from Mars. So, you know, it's interesting. We've moved from alien implants to artificial intelligence. And I tell people, you think those dancing robots are something, wait until more human-like androids, just like Blade Runner and all the Hollywood, what I would call pre-programming of the human psyche start to take place. And by the way, the idea of creating a woman, a love interest out of marble goes back to 300 B.C., and before that, and then it was, quote, the gods, the demons that brought that clay-like or that marble-like statue to life. So now we see that human interaction is being, we're being put into solitary confinement. You mentioned the new Biden rule. We're being separated from one another. We don't even get to enjoy the presence of a smile because our face is masked. We don't even get to breathe the fresh air of the that God has given us. We're having to exhale everything that's the
stay
biological
there. We're being held, when we come back, we're being held hostage and prepared for this great turning and being told, give up your humanity, you're about to merge the machines, from Klaus Schwab, who is the head scientist along with Bill Gates running the whole show. It's clear they're doing something big. And I know with their animal hybrids, animal-human hybrids, they are creating things that are not human on this planet. The aliens are being created. The coronavirus, so this COVID-19, is five different viruses together. Top scientists confirmed it a year ago. We'll go to break. We'll come back with Steve Quayle on the other side, and he'll continue to lay this out. He'll be on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie very, very soon. I need to get back on Coast to Coast AM. Last time I was supposed to be on, I fell asleep and was bad. It was probably a year ago.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Researcher, well, the first big survivalist on with us, and I tell you, to read his stuff 30 years ago, 25 years ago, I thought it was a little over the top. He was a good guy. Now so much of it's come true, and the globalists themselves aren't atheists. They believe aliens created life here, and they believe they're getting advanced knowledge when they take DMT interdimensionally, this divine inspiration or satanic inspiration. That's why the Nazis, if you study them in mainline history, it's PhD-level stuff, but it's in mainline wartime reports. We're doing rituals, we're taking drugs, and we're trying to get divine knowledge of how to build super weapons. And you see how that ended up for them. So this is definitely something that was going on, how deep it went, how much they did, how much of it they got done. remains to be seen, but they had underground bases all over Europe. They did set up bases in Antarctica. People say this stuff was still ongoing, but regardless, the eugenics global system that set up Hitler was even bigger than Hitler. It is involved in underground bases all over the world and in the hidden, and has set up all sorts of systems. So looking at that, the larger picture and the occult and what's happening versus what we see in the Bible, it all meshes up, doesn't it?
Well, it all matches up in the big picture. And when before we went to the break, you were talking about turning men into monsters and all the biological experiments. Ladies and gentlemen, the vaccine, get that word out of your mind. This is an absolute biological ongoing mutation program to destroy human DNA. You know, a lot of people don't understand the basics. And this, you know, I don't care if an atheist or an agnostic doesn't like this. But the bottom line is the reason why Noah and his family were spared in the ark, and I won't argue universal flood, there are people that don't, but blah, blah, blah. The bottom line is this, is they were the only ones that weren't corrupted by the genetic mutation of the fallen angels. And Alex, as you know, I've been spending my life pretty much, you know, either going there or dealing with researchers and anthropologists and archaeologists all over the world. But the bottom line is that the vaccination initiative is nothing more than the end of mankind to destroy mankind to bring in the replacements for it, which would be a hybridized once former human. And this is why it's critical. You don't use enzymes with the name luciferase. You don't use a telescope named the Lucifer Telescope on Mount Graham. And that post, that picture you posted when I sent you that report, you know, that's by the Catholic Church. And those guys are all PhDs, but they also are preparing the world for the next 6 months. It's going to be more dangerous than any time in history. Now.
So this is a genetic invasion. This is a genetic war.
Genetic annihilation, okay? Genetic annihilation, okay? Bill Gates, vaccine ingredient says it all, an enzyme called luciferase. This is what people have got to understand. Even in definitions, even in acronyms, even in anagrams, they are allowing their Luciferians worldwide to know that get ready. And the thing that is troubling to me...
Well, wait, you saw his his U.S. code number for the patent for the implantable microchip to track you when you've been injected, but also it's a blockchain system, so you're a robot. You follow his orders, you get money. That is patent number 606060.
Right, and here's the thing. The bottom line that everybody's got is 060606, and what I think people have got to understand this, there is a language of the Luciferians. The Luciferians are using, whenever you see 33 people dead or 33 this, 33 that, they're basically saying, and here's what I want to make clear. The United States stood by, Christendom stood by, for the slaughter of 100 million of what would have been your little brothers, my little sisters in humanity, and destroyed them. And now, Alex, I can tell you this. There is a 100 million Hitlers composed of Christians and constitutionals and everything else that they're going for. And look at it, eye for an eye. We didn't speak up for the slaughter of 100 million. No one will speak up for the planned slaughter of 100 million of us. And I'm telling you this, ladies and gentlemen, their time frame isn't years. And so my answer is to everything. It's repent. That means God, forgive me. Forgive my country sins. People look to Donald Trump to be their deliverer. People are always looking for you, okay, or for me, or for us, to fight their battles. But this is what you've been trying to do. I've been trying to do. You've got to incorporate your efforts. You've got to take the message. You've got to fight for your families. The book of Nehemiah in the Old Testament. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your wives. And look, here's the thing. I can hold a Bible and listen, I'm grateful for 4 years we've got a President Trump. But here's the thing, too. We need to have counsel we need to hear, not what we want to hear. And I think that if I were to describe, you know, the issues, I've never seen more, if you will, ill-fated advisors and even contemporary ones. And you have better insight to this. But what happened to General Flynn? What happened to Sidney Powell? How is it they get 10 minutes and they can save his presidency, yet all of those who are closest to him who are doing everything they can to undermine him behind his back. You know, here's the thing. Public perception, the same public that will say, what a great guy on Friday, will say, crucify him on Sunday. It's just like Jesus. When you give people what they, you know they want, then they, you're their favorite person. When you begin to cut across what they think or what they want, then they gotta take you out, brother. And you and I both know this, that the Luciferian plan is to destroy right now whatever the world population is, but 90% of the world population. You've quoted their quotes all the years you've been on talk radio and on TV.
And by the way, you know they only say 90 because the percentage that's taking part of it thinks they're going to be saved too. The real plan is get rid of all humans.
Absolutely. And that's why I call it annihilation of the human race. You know, again, Alex, you guys carry this.
Show some of those books. Yeah. I carry one of these.
Yeah. Yeah, you carry this too. Terminated. It's the end of man is here. This is the last book I wrote, and it's the last I'm going to write. And the bottom line is that the headstones say, here lies the human race who failed to recognize their end when it stared them in the face. Okay?
This powerful book, Terminated. There's another book I'm carrying here. Show us that one.
Yeah, this one is the one that's really important. This is written, by the way, Daniel Holdings, who's the author of this book, Midnight Strikes, Judgment Unleashed. We just talked to your order department a minute ago on the phone. But Daniel Holdings was the only one who was saying, Biden's going to win. Trump's going to be defeated. I had him on my show. He's in writing. He told everybody that months and months before. And so, you know, this is really important because it talks about everything. Midnight Strikes, we're at the midnight hour. And Judgment Unleashed, there's only one way to offset the judgment of Almighty God on a God-rejecting, Lucifer-embracing, blood-sacrificing to Moloch. You were one of the first guys that even, you know, knew what the club was about. Empire Beneath Eyes, that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight. But I'm going to tell you what Buzz Aldrin went down to Antarctica, what he saw that caused him to have a shutdown, almost a heart attack, links and syncs up with Admiral Byrd. You know, almost 70, 80
now
years before that.
Let's show Buzz Aldrin. I know Buzz. He came on the show once, and we hooked up once in L.A., and he told me, he said, look, the aliens are real. They have bases on Mars. There's an obelisk like 2001 on the one moon of Mars. And he was telling me all this stuff, and he came on my show and said some of that stuff, but he didn't say anywhere else. Totally wild. Why did he say we are all in danger? It is evil itself. Showing, I guess, basically an artificial-looking mountain in Antarctica?
Well, right, but what he saw that caused him to have the incident was a fact of basically a pyramid that was like a shiny metal on the outside and then one of the huge base ships, and I'll read his exact quote.
Now, look at that. That's not natural.
No, but that's not. But what he saw, Alex, was the same base ship that he had seen. I'm talking a spaceship, alien spaceship that he had seen on the moon. Okay? And so, you know, boy, what a blessing you got to meet with him. But I'll be talking about that. I'll be reading some of the exact things that happened. Remember this, the Luciferian cover-up is the greatest, how you would say this, magician's trick until they're ready to bring Lucifer on. And these people are all wanting to bring Lucifer on. He demands children's blood, just like the Bohemian.
Well, the Bible's clear. It's an alien force on the planet that wants to hurt our children. That's what they do. We'll be right back.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And we are back with Steve Quayle. I'll host a little bit in the next hour with Jay Dyer on the latest developments that have been announced on the Great Reset, which is meant to implode the world economy and then build back better in the image of world government. Meanwhile, anti-Trump oversight board determine whether Trump will regain access to the internet. These new big tech have the new special boards. Because it says just Facebook, but they're actually looking at every facet of the 90 plus places he was banned, and now they're trying to shut down all the alternatives where he could go. Coordinated criminal monopoly. All right, Steve Quayle, getting back to Buzz Aldrin since you mentioned him. His assistant was a fan. I guess he was a fan. Got him on the show. He said stuff he never told anybody else about Egypt and Mars and monoliths in 2001. And I was kind of halfway laughing during it, not realizing he was really giving me something big because he respected me. And then he said, well, you weren't disrespectful, but you still brought up, was there my moon landing? And he goes, I'm not coming back on. And that was that. But then I knew him through some folks in Hollywood, talked to him on the phone, then once went and had dinner with him in a Hollywood individual's steakhouse. But over the phone, he told me the wildest stuff in like an hour-long conversation when I was at this Hollywood person that was friends with his house. And he goes, Alex, do you think I'm making up this alien stuff or any of that? He goes, I can't tell you all the classified stuff, obviously, but obviously you know we had a bigger space program and there were more people lost. You figured that out. But he said, in a year, they're going to announce that then in about 6 months after that India is going to crash a probe into a certain area of the moon, and it's going to hit with enough force They're going to have another probe above it that'll pick up the water vapor, proving a lake that we already discovered. We're going to let them do that and let that happen. Now, don't tell anybody that until it happens. A year later, the exact thing is announced. They launch the probe. A few months later, it brings up the ice, proves the lake of water. Now, I mean, Buzz Aldrin's something else, man. So, yeah, get more into what he said he saw in Antarctica that really freaked him out.
Well, first of all, the bottom line is he is, in my opinion, a true hero, and I thank God that he's kept him alive this long. The secret space program, the Martian bases, yes, we have them. The moon bases, yes, we have them. The ability to jump space, yes, we have it. The Ben Rich, head of the Skunk Works, talked openly when at his farewell dinner about, you know, anything you can imagine. His words, and they tried to say, well, he never said that. But Buzz Aldrin's telling the world what's coming. And the thing that I'm told, and I'll be, you know, saying, Alex, everything he told you, I can tell you this. I've known five people in the intelligence, in generals, I mean generals, in black ops, in the CIA, and in one of the guys that literally his job was to basically head to Mars, and he was in charge of Mars security. He's passed away. So the idea that people still think of conventional Apollo rockets or Saturn rockets, that was all a distraction, even to the point that Dr. Wernher von Braun told his secretary about being able to go to Altair 4. Interesting choice, because in Altair 4, or that's, you'd have to travel faster than the speed of light to get there and then get back for lunch. And I'm not making this up. The amount of data out there, by the way, the word Cairo, is, for those of you who, like in Cairo, Egypt, that means literally the encampment of Mars. Majestic 12, that's true. Ladies and gentlemen, I knew, and whether you believe me or not, I knew the former head of the good guys. Majestic 12 is split up into the magicians, the bad guys, and the magi, the good guys. Again, the idea, you know, and here's what Jesus said. Jesus talking to his Christians, the followers. If I've told you earthly things you believe me not, how can I tell you heavenly things? And Alex, we're telling people earthly things that are getting ready. They're coming for us. They want human extinction. When the aliens appear, it'll be like the bad episode of Twilight Twilight Zone to serve mankind. They want a replacement creation in the image and likeness of Lucifer with the last vestiges of humanity and any God-given animals, everything that God created and saw that was good.
It's a total genetic rewrite. So we already have human-animal clones for 50 years. All the stuff's going on, they have suppressed it. I'm not saying you're wrong to speculate on that. I'm not saying you're incorrect. All I'm saying is that clearly the globalists want a post-human world. Clearly they're making all these announcements. Clearly they're targeting our children. Clearly they're putting up the 5G. Everything they do is to destroy us. And that's how you conquer something, is you basically rape it, you override it, you turn it into you, like the movie The Thing, basically.
Absolutely. And by the way, there is 6G being proposed by a group of scientists in Finland. And for the record, they call it the Genesis 6 project. Genesis 6, the Bible, the sons of God, the fallen angels, came to Earth, had sex with the women, and produced a race of what became the mighty men of old and mighty men of renown. And again, Alex, now look at sex bots, okay? I want people to understand this. That's not something new. That's something out of Greek mythology. That's something that the, quote, Greek, little g's, gods made. They gave life to the image of the beast. But we're right being launched into that right now in the world. So the entire, let's say this, here we go. Everything that God has created is being destroyed. The sex dolls, and here's what I want people to understand. The sex dolls and all their tactical senses and what they can and can't do, that's nothing. But when the demons, a disembodied spirit, possesses them and is able to give life unto the beast, when I say this, those aren't created by God. And look at the women. The women are alienated. Just even the women's movement is alienating men. And people are going to sex bots. Japan. There are so many.
Well, let's go further. They're getting ready with the sex bots for the replicants. That's what they've really already developed. What they've got is they want to be able to corporately create a creature that's owned by a corporation, and they're now saying it'll still have rights, but the corporation will direct it and control it.
Right. And, you know, I, I think I'd be really wary of a beautiful android putting the squeeze on you, is especially when they got strength, you know, what, the strength of 10 men. See, what I'm trying to say is there's nothing new. All things old. Solomon, the wisest man that's ever lived, basically said there's nothing new under the sun, for that which will be has already been. And so, again, what's fascinating to me is the fact that even the dancing robots, the things we're talking about now, Alex, we're trying to bring people forward into what is being planned for us, but it's not only planned. I guess I want to change my word there. It's now being implemented against us. If you're being forced through coercion that unless you take the vaccine, and it's not even a vaccine, you are going to basically not be allowed to buy anything to eat, not be allowed to have any job, pay your taxes. You're going to be a non-person. And as you become a non-person, all of your rights, all of your privileges are going to be taken away from you until ultimately they take your life away from you. And that's why, and I saw your heading on one of your shows last week goes on with you, but final broadcast? I don't think people understand what the word final broadcast means, because that which we've been allowed to speak, free speech has been executed, ladies and gentlemen. And as free speech is executed, then, ladies and gentlemen, those who tell the free speech, they're next. So we are at the point right now where we're a vanishing species. And the only thing I know is people can get their heart right with Jesus, repent, and then believe God to do supernatural miracles, because the left, the Luciferians, they're calling on Satan to give them all their power, and that's how they were able to subjugate this great country of ours. And I would say this, most of President Trump's advisors in the spiritual realm, they wouldn't even understand, the majority of them, unless they were on the other side, what you and I are talking about.
Well, that's right. Even NASA and the Pentagon and MIT came out last week and said, okay, a decade ago, we tracked the dark matter. We know what it is. It's another dimension, five times more powerful than ours, controlling this one. And so the truth is none of them are agnostics. None of them are atheists. They all know something else is there. And that's why there's an energy. They call on that energy, and we have free will. It's like opening a gate. We have free energy. We have free will. We have to call on God. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, all your great books and materials are there. I'll be looking forward to you on Coast to Coast AM tonight. Thank you so much for the time of the 21st century.
Thank you, Alex. We covered a whole lot of history.
That's right. And I shut up a little bit more, but I did talk some. It was interesting. All right, there goes Steve Quayle. Very interesting to get you thinking. Definitely the globalists believe what he's saying. They just are for it. Now, you can say, well, are they really going to do all this? I don't know how much of it is actually going on, how much is theoretical, what they want to do. But I know, I'm not even going to tell you what I've been told. I mean, I've met with some high-level people that met with Trump, and they were openly talking about 3D printers already on the dark side of the moon, right across the light line. It's a lot cheaper to launch to Mars from there, and all sorts of stuff being built. The big thing is they're doing a lot with robots, and then they want it to be manned, but there's a lot of stuff going on, definitely, that we don't know about. We just got to stay on air as long as possible, so please, every day we're on air is precious and blessed. Very thankful to all the listeners. Sorry to get to some of the callers. Some disrespect. We just got out of time. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please spread the word about the New World Order that we're fighting. And please financially support us by getting great products you need. Boost your immune system with our high-quality liquid multivitamin mineral with amino acids. Back in stock, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Fruit Punch at InfoWarsStore.com. And the big sale, that'll go on until it sells out for a few weeks. The big sale on all those other products has to end here in just a few days. All right, we'll be right back. K-Dot.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.